Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. A show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. In my fortress. Thanks for joining us on another Featured Artist Profile. I am here today with Christy Brill. Christy, how are you?
Hi, Ken. Good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I should say that we're friends. I'm friends with Christy and Greg, her husband. They're members of the same church, and Christy sings at our church. So for 2 weeks in a row now, I've had actually two of my favorite singers, and I'm not saying that to flatter you. I really,
thank you.
Janet Mayhew Choice was my guest for last week's show, and then for you to come on this week is just, it's an honor, and it's a blessing to me, and I hope it'll be a blessing to our listeners.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate that.
Sure, absolutely. So let's talk about you a little bit, and everybody can learn who you are, where you came from, and what moved you into music. So let's roll all the way back to where you come from. What's your family look like as a kid? Where you moved into music and worship?
Well, I think it's always been in my blood. My mom and dad used to sing when we were small, and my brother and sister sing. And so kind of grew up in a musical family. They actually used to tour the West Coast, doing some churches on the West Coast. And we used to live in an RV. And
oh, wow.
We'd go to these churches, different churches, and listen to them sing and be in the little pews, you know, cheering them on and stuff. And I think it started there. I was so incredibly embarrassed. I never, you know, they'd try to pull us up on stage and I never wanted to do it. I mean, it was like, it horrified me to think about getting up on stage and doing that. But I knew that in my heart, that's what I wanted to do. And that's pretty much been my dream my whole life is just being involved in some way in music. And, you know, so watching them do that, that was pretty neat. They had recorded an album back then and it was neat to see that. And, you know, I think that they had a huge inspiration in my life with where I went with, you know, what I'm doing right now. So
yeah,
pretty cool.
What kind of music did they sing?
It was Southern gospel type stuff. So, my dad was incredibly influenced by Elvis Presley.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He loved that. And they did, you know, a lot of duets. That was basically what they did. But, I enjoyed watching them.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of fun. So.
Well, I asked that because you have in this CD that we'll hear, this CD, Every Knee, that we're going to play after our interview, you know, I hear the different styles that maybe influence you, or at least on that CD, but you've got a real distinct soulful R&B kind of flavor to your music, and I noticed that, so I was wondering if that maybe came from them. And Southern Gospel actually does root in that a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and you can feel that in some of the, especially when you talk about Elvis. He kind of founded some of that R&B stuff, really,
yeah.
And moving into gospel, it's a good fit.
I've always enjoyed, you know, kind of that soulful, basically anything that's got like soul in the music and has got a message and just moves me, I love. And I think that that's always been something that I've always been drawn to, is that, you know, kind of the just rhythm and blues. I love it. Soulful stuff. You know, I loved Whitney Houston. That was like, that was my girl in high school. But, you know, I think I've always been inspired by that kind of music. And that's, I think that I'm probably a little bit more pop. I don't know, but definitely that's been a huge inspiration for me.
Yeah.
That style.
She, you know, she influenced a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and she had one of those voices where so many people would maybe emulate that style and voice, and very few can hit those notes.
And,
you know, it's a shame to watch a rocky road for Whitney Houston over the years, and maybe now she's even coming back, and maybe strong, but she had maybe one of the best, if not the best, voices in pop R&B music, especially at that time.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, let me ask you this. Coming forward from when you were a kid, you're watching your parents on stage, and obviously, like you said, your parents may have encouraged you to get up there once in a while. When was a point where you finally said, you know, this is me? It's not, you know, I'm not embarrassed to be up here anymore. I feel like God's put me in a position to use this talent and use it for His glory. When did that happen?
You know, I was 13 years old, and it was at one of our old churches down in Denver here, and I sang Father's Eyes by Amy Grant, and that was the first song that I ever sang on stage, and I just felt like God, it moved some people, and it moved me, and it just, I think it just solidified what I already felt in my heart, and ever since then, it's been that way, where I've known that that's where I wanted to be, you know, and I've done several types of different kind of music. I did go to country music,
mm-hmm.
and I've explored several different areas there, but I always came back to the church and where I knew that I needed to be and where I want to be.
Hmm. Now, you said 13 years old in Denver. Did you grow up here? Are you from here?
I was born in California and moved to Denver when I was 10.
Okay.
So, you know, pretty much my whole life.
Sure.
I'd say this is where I was raised and, you know, this is home to me.
Yeah. Well, you're, like I said, you're now, you sing for the Cherry Hills Community Church. And it's a great joy to be in the audience on that side, listening to you and the rest of our choir. It's a great choir.
Oh, yeah. And,
was there a point when you just decided that that was going to be your profession? I mean, I know you've got a CD out there. I want everybody to be encouraged to go to your website. We've got a link on our website, and I want them to buy your CD. And I, you know, hopefully spur you on in a mission to create more music that could influence the kingdom and bring people in. But when you're kind of locked into the church right now, and I know you're sold out for singing up there and giving everything to God up there. Is there an aspiration to do more in music? Where do you go from here?
That's always been my dream, is to do something more. But I think at the same time, I also want to do what God's will is for me. Mm-hmm. And if he opens the doors and I feel that it's from him, I'll absolutely walk through those. It's always been my dream, and God knows my heart and where it lies. And you know, I feel blessed that Cherry Hills has been able to, it's been so fantastic being able to share God's word through the church and what they've personally, how I've grown. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to me, but, I definitely, however God wants to use me, I'm open for that. And I've always said that, and it's, you know, whatever his will, that's what I'm open to. And, if those doors open, absolutely. I mean, I'd love to look into something else, but, you know, he's blessed me with a fantastic family and, you know, friends and just, it's been, I feel very blessed. Yeah. I really do. Where I'm at, and I feel like it's fantastic that if God chooses to use me in a different direction or move me, then I'll go.
Well, and I'll tell you why I kind of led into that was that, I mean, as a musician, are you currently working on stuff? Are you always working on stuff? I always feel like if you're a songwriter and musician, you're probably always doing something or thinking, oh, I got to write that down.
Yes.
I mean, how does that work?
I love listening to new artists like on K-Love or on, mm-hmm. you know, different radio stations. And it's an inspiration where I want to constantly kind of keep moving and expanding the style or changing it. And I love versatility, but, you know, I think that's a constant thing, you know, constantly hearing what's out there. I would love to record another CD. That would just be awesome to me and be able to start writing again. I used to write, I quit writing, and, you know, I'd love to start doing that again too. You know, I've been doing several women's conferences lately, and that's been a lot of fun, just getting to know other people's hearts and how their experience and their journey and what they did to get there. And it inspires me to be able to think that, you know, God can use me in so many other areas that I don't even realize that. So, you know, I think that I'm constantly trying to grow, never just staying in the one spot. So always looking for what's out there and what God can use me in.
Sure. And I got to think it's probably with your family, it's probably a joy to be able to experience the growth in music as a family, being part of the same, you know, the church body and seeing you up there and seeing you propel forward in music as well. And it's got to be a great blessing to your family.
Yeah, I hope so.
And they bless you back. I know.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's encouraging to know that they're behind me. Really, it is. So it's been a great journey, and I've grown so much just from, you know, the past few years. And I think life brings you challenges, and I think that God is able to work through you through those times. And so it's been a great growing experience for me, and I think that, you know, my family, my church family, my friends has just been a huge, huge part of that for me. So I feel blessed. I really do.
Well, that's awesome. I will ask you a couple more things. You recently went to Czech Republic on a missions trip with the church. And, you know, I know a lot about that trip because one of our guys was there filming it. So it's been cool to see that. But tell me from your perspective, maybe just in a little nutshell, what that trip was like.
Mm. Oh, boy. Czech Republic, I'll start there. We had a sister church there called Elim Church, and absolutely blessed me in so many ways. There's this church that is trying to make a difference in a town where maybe 200 people, I mean, it's such a lost part of this world. And they're trying to be a light in the dark and trying to do such amazing good for all of these people. And we had done a concert in the park for this town of Pisac. And it was just, it moved me to tears. It was amazing seeing these people just pour out. They really didn't know what we were saying. They understood probably hallelujah, but it was just amazing to me that they poured out, they stayed there, they got involved, even if there was some way that God could somehow plant a seed into these people's lives. I mean, it was just, it was so worth it. And it was just amazing, an amazing experience to, it's one of a kind. I don't think that, you know, that one day, that one night where we were there at that park, it was just, it was phenomenal. And I could never, you know, it was just beautiful. These people don't know Christ. And yet there was hope. And I, that was just an amazing feeling. Israel was fantastic as well. Doing kind of the Holy Land tour and being able to sing out there. But there was something about Czech Republic. And I don't know if it's, I don't know what it was, but it was just very, these people were open to things that, it was just amazing. My heart poured out. It was extremely emotional just because you saw these people and what they went through and what they have come through. And just to be able to somehow try to give them that hope is just means everything. It really does. So it was an amazing trip. I mean, I would do it all over again. I would love to go back. I really would. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, and then finally, let's talk about this CD, Every Knee. When you went into this project, I guess I'll first just ask, where was the point where you maybe were moved into knowing you were going to get to do a CD, or is that something you initiated? How did that come together? And then tell me a little bit about the project.
You know, it started with, really, I've recorded a CD before. It was never released. It was more of the secular kind of country world, and I wrote a lot of those songs. And, you know, I kind of got the bug being in the recording studio doing that stuff. But then, you know, life changed, life happens. And my husband, we had been talking to his dad at the time. We were just talking about a CD and how cool that would be to be able to get that out there. And that started turning the wheel. We started trying to get some financing together and started talking to a gentleman out in Nashville. And he started pitching me some songs saying, hey, you know, these are kind of songs we have out here. And, you know, it's tough when you don't write your own stuff. You know, you can still get a feeling of you, of who you are in the songs, but never, I think, completely who you really are. But my husband basically was a huge, he lifted me up greatly in this CD, just trying to push me to, you know, try to find the songs that really spoke to me and who I wanted to show people what God. I think my biggest thing is that I want people who are lost and people who know Christ to be inspired by this. And I've got some songs on there that are by some secular artists originally, but I feel like I want to reach out to both sides. I want to have a kind of music that is not just for the Christians, but for right. somebody that could just listen to it and go, wow, and then just be inspired by that one song and then maybe listen to some other songs and yeah. really get a message out of there that they didn't expect to get. So it was very important for me for that piece. That was a huge inspiration for the CD. And, you know, I was able to get some help as well with some people here in Colorado with some of the other songs on the CD. But I think for me, the CD is very, it's a beginning. Mm. You know, I feel like there's just so much more that God has laid on my heart that I want to put out there. I feel extremely blessed that I've been able to have this project and to be able to share it here with you guys and at church and everywhere else that I'm able to share it. So I think for the CD itself, it's been a blessing because it's opened up doors. I've been able to talk to some people I don't even know in this, you know, nationally here and yeah. be able to have them, younger girls going, you know, I understand, you know, this song makes me feel really good and this is why, or this song touches me because of this. And to me, it's like, that amazes me because that one song inspired this one person, even if it's just that one person that ever gets inspired by that, I don't know what that one person could do to others.
Yeah.
And I just, that inspires me greatly. And I just want to use the gift of music in whatever way that God allows me to, for His glory. And I think that's it. I mean, that's who I want to have shine through this, and I just want to be a vessel for God, that I can be just the person that He uses. And it's such a blessing. I mean, I feel honored, and I think that God gives us, with gifts and talents comes great responsibility. Mm-hmm. I think, and it's very important that I use it the right way, and I honor God with everything that I do. And that's just my goal. I think that the CD, I pray that is a blessing to people out there. And even if it's one song that you hear and it does something to you, that means everything. So.
Well, I think it comes across in the music. I think it comes across certainly from, you know, my family is privileged to see you at church all the time and hear you sing there. And I definitely think it comes across. I think that you're a great, you have a great opportunity to mentor and be a role model for a lot of young women there that see you, a mother, a wife, and most importantly, a follower and lover of Jesus Christ, who is got a great voice, and you're using it and glorifying Him. And I hope everybody goes to your site. It's ChristyBrill.com, and they can get there through our site, or they can just go to ChristyBrill.com.
Yep.
And picks up a copy of the CD. We're going to listen to it now, and I just am so thankful that you came in and spent some time.
Oh, thank you, Ken. I really appreciate the opportunity, and just I appreciate everything that you do as well. So
thanks so much. It's great. Have a great day.
You too.
See ya.